Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Tribune has a story today, which is a reprint of a piece from the Washington Post by Emily Yar. And she wrote this way: "You can't truly describe the year 2018 without talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Like so many inexplicable pop culture sensations, Grande and Davidson's relationship, engaged after 3 weeks, broken up after about 6 months, resulting in Grande's self-acceptance smash Thank You Next, was a spectacle. It was something to be dissected and gawked at and joked about by everyone from casual fans to Davidson's fellow cast members on Saturday Night Live. That is, until it wasn't funny at all." She notes that in December, Davidson posted getting online bullied and in public by people for 9 months. And of course, later he posted on Instagram, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do is help people. Just remember, I told you so." Since then, he has deleted his Instagram account and kept a low profile. Yar also says that 2018 celebrity news especially involved mental health. Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade committed suicide in the same week. Demi Lovato, outspoken about her addiction issues, overdosed and went to rehab. The already fractured political world was thrown into a frenzy when Kanye West, who addressed his bipolar diagnosis on his album this summer, visited the White House. Boy, remember that. But no two entertainers found themselves the subject of a wider variety of news stories this year than Grande and Davidson. What seemed at first like a little diversion from the real world quickly turned into one of the best ways to understand the real world. In August, after performing at Aretha Franklin's funeral, Grande experienced a #MeToo sexual harassment moment in progress. As the Washington Post put it, the officiating pastor put his arm around her with his hand against the side of her breast. She stood rigidly and laughed politely as the pastor spoke, but was unable to move away. A week later, Pittsburgh rapper Mac Miller, whom Grande dated for 2 years, died at the age of 26. Officials said it was from a mix of the powerful opioid fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. I believe Mac Miller was number 3 this year on the Google search list. She disabled her Instagram comments soon after as trolls flooded her account to blame her for Miller's death. In November, Davidson ignited controversy when he went too far with the joke about Representative-elect Dan Crenshaw from Texas. Crenshaw said when he came back on Saturday Night Live, "We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other," close quotes. It was somewhat wishful thinking, as the year continued to hammer home the fact that social media abuse has never been worse. This is a really well-written and interesting piece, and Emily is on line 7. Emily, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Was this something on your mind? Were you sort of keeping track of the intersection of these things all year long? Or just take me to the moment where you said, "I'm going to put all of this in the same box."
Yeah, well, thank you for your kind words about the story. It actually started as I was talking to my editor, because we were, the pop culture writers at the Washington Post, we were all following Ariana and Pete's relationship very closely this year, even though personally it was, for me, something I didn't think I would care very much about. But then it took some really, really fascinating turns. Like I wrote, it kind of ended up intersecting into all these much broader stories throughout the year. And looking back, it was really interesting to me just how many things they went through that really related to bigger stories or to what other people had gone through. So I kind of wanted to put it all together.
Boy, and the things these two young people have had to cope with. I mean, sometimes wounds like these are self-inflicted, but Grande didn't ask for Pete Davidson to spiral out of control, and certainly didn't have, she wasn't the reason Mac Miller took his life or whatever happened there. So it's that's a lot for a person to process.
Exactly, yeah, and they're both only 25, and even before this year, they had both been through some really horrific tragedies. Pete Davidson's father, he died in 9/11. Ariana Grande, you know, there was a terrorist attack at her concert in Manchester, and a lot of the reporting around their relationship suggested that was part of why they bonded. They had both, yeah, you know, been through these horrible things, and then this year, yeah, it was the same, just things kept happening over and over.
A friend of mine here thinks that even the conversation you and I are having is almost inappropriate or untoward toward them, right? We should, if these people are struggling so, aren't we part of the spectacle if we write about or talk about this on a public platform like this?
Yeah, and this is something I thought a lot about. I had actually written a sort of a different version of it, and then Pete Davidson posted his Instagram where he said he, you know, no longer wanted to be on this earth. And so I, you know, originally didn't even really want to publish it. But looking back, I think it's important that both Ariana and Pete have kind of raised awareness about these issues of mental health. And it's hard when you're a celebrity because you do kind of have to put your whole life out there. But at the same time, you're still a person. You have the same vulnerabilities as anyone else. So, yeah, I was hoping there was sort of a delicate way to approach it. Yeah, not to kind of gawk at what they've been through, but kind of look at how it relates to other people. And, you know, part of what Pete had posted also is that he was posting new things because he wanted to help others. And if they were having the same thoughts, feel like they weren't alone.
You would think, though, that if you'd read a note like that without social media from Pete Davidson, you wouldn't run to the newspaper with it. This is private and it's dangerous what is happening here. So this isn't for public consumption. But I guess the equation changes a little bit when he himself posts it on a platform like Instagram, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and it's hard, and you know, he's 25, and you know, people who've grown up with social media, you sort of think of it as your first go-to, like when you do want to say something. So it is hard, you know, as an entertainment writer to kind of cover these issues when they seem so private, but then celebrities make them public, and it. Becomes a story. But again, yeah, I think one of the bigger things this year is how a lot of celebrities are, you know, talking more about mental health and raising awareness and how that's pretty important as well.
Well, and I mean, she's part of the broadcasting of it too. I mean, what did you think of Thank You Next, her song this year?
Yeah, at first it was kind of, because, yeah, that song came out and it just became like this instant sensation. I think it's probably one of, if not the biggest hit of the year, and it came out in November, and she dropped this music video that was like a lot of early 2000s nostalgia. It was like kind of this big joke, and it, you know, it got millions and millions of views. But at the same time, she did name, you know, her exes by name, including Pete Davidson. So, yeah, kind of after all this, it maybe seemed like a little less fun. So, yeah, that was kind of something to consider as well.
Well, I don't have the lyrics in front of me. I remember when I first heard about the song, and I thought, "Thank You, Next." Really? I mean, really? Yeah, you know, you get to be all the Taylor Swift you want, but really, that's what you're saying? But I don't think that's what she was saying. I think it was a little more empathetic than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the title, I think, was very tongue-in-cheek, and ultimately it was about, you know, self-empowerment, self-acceptance, and kind of she named her exes that she'd been through all these things, but at the end she was grateful because they taught her more about herself and that going forward she needs to count on herself before, you know, when she's in another relationship.
So what's the takeaway? I mean, so this is out there. That's not brand new. So what are you saying about this intersection between public media and the private travails of famous people?
I think one takeaway is it's really important to remember, as cliche and obvious as it sounds, that celebrities are actual people, and I think it's something that gets harder and harder to remember, especially as the lines are blurred when you see a celebrity's Instagram post, like, in your newsfeed, and it feels like they're just another, you know, one of your friends, and people kind of feel free to say whatever they want to them. But at the end of the day, yes, these are people of wealth, they're people of privilege, but when they read something cruel on the internet about them, it hurts them just as much as if they didn't decide to go into, you know, acting as a profession. So I think that's just something really important to remember. Ariana actually posted something at the end of the year just, like, urging people to be gentler and be kinder, and I think that's the lesson we could maybe all use going into 2019.
You sort of wrapped your article up with that line after she dropped mm-hmm. Thank You Next in November. I'm quoting you again, which preached self-acceptance. A fan joked on Twitter, "Who is Ariana's therapist, and are they accepting new clients?" And she saw that tweet and topped it off with a response, which has been liked 93,000 times. And she said, therapy has saved my life. You know, she's saying it's okay to have these problems. It's okay to announce it. It's okay to get help. Do, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I thought that was a really important tweet. I think it was, Ariana's always been very interesting in the way she interacts with fans on social media. She kind of highlights these, you know, everyday people. She'll take their tweets and amplify them, and then they get seen hundreds of thousands of times. And so I think she was pretty strategic in highlighting that one because it is such an important message.
You know, I want to go back to the, we'll wrap this up here in just a minute, but the last point you made just prior to this, and that is it's cliche. But these are people, and sometimes they're 19-year-old people or 25-year-old people, and sometimes they're 60. But the point is, yeah, they've chosen a profession, and it rewards them for being famous, and with fame comes this sort of microscope. But they're people. They still have feelings. They're not immune to getting their feelings hurt, and sometimes they're on the edge, and none of us benefits from torturing them or overly criticizing them, piling on, which, good Lord, that's what Twitter has really become for so many people, you know?
Yeah, really, and it's, you know, you kind of see people arguing that, well, you know, I can say whatever I want to them, like, they're rich, what is, like, their life's great, like, what does it matter? But at the same time, again, it's like another thing you hear a lot, but you really, really never know what's going on in someone else's life, and even when it comes to celebrities. Yeah, I've been reminded again this year, and I think it's a good reminder for everyone to sort of think of that before you might want to say something online.
Besides, how do you benefit from that, right? Like, if you get enough likes, yeah, then does that make you feel empowered or cool? But what's the value to you as an anonymous person of saying something snarky and clever but really mean and hateful about somebody else on a large platform? How does that help you, you know? And it's so easy to fall into that trap because you're watching the president or you're hearing about Louis C.K. or something. You go, oh, I'll throw this out and oh, this'll just tie it in a nice little bow. And you know, maybe we all need to hit pause before we hit send this year. Make that our resolutions, eh?
I like that motto a lot.
Hit pause. I want to come up with an app. It probably exists, but it's something that, I don't know, politicians should have on their phone, say, and this is what it does. You can't do anything. You can't send anything to any social platform or to even a friend via text until it goes through somebody else. You know, your husband, your wife, your associate, and they go, okay, I see you're texting Elif about this thing. Cool. I let it through. But we all need a gatekeeper before we put some horrible things out there. The New York Times yesterday had a 2-page foldout in small print, and it was just an alphabetization of the people the president insulted this year. It was two full pages of fine print, just alphabetized the insults of the president to this year. Whatever that is, let's all be the opposite of that in 2019. That's my wish for all of us. It's really well done. So you're always on this beat, are you?
Yes, I cover entertainment, and I include a lot of celebrity news, and it's never boring. I'll say that.
It starts out, you cannot truly describe the year 2018 without talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, which is a large sentence there. I mean, think about that. That's inviting people to love you or dismiss you out of hand, Emily, but I think it's really well done.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I knew, you know, predictably some of the comments are still, you know, who cares? But I hope people maybe think about it a little more or just, you know, consider that it's very easy to dismiss pop culture and celebrity news as just, you know, sort of like frivolous fluff or a distraction. But I really think there is some truth that this does kind of strike a nerve in people because when they see these stories about celebrities, they see themselves in it or they see their own anxieties or insecurities in it. And I think that's maybe why people get so worked up about it.
Oh, you're so stupid. You think that's the most important thing in the world? I'm going to tweet that out right now.
I hear it all the time. It's fine.
Happy New Year, Emily.
You too. Thank you so much.
Nicely done. It's nice to talk to you. Keep writing and we'll call you again.
Great. I love that. Thank you.